Any questions from yesterday?
Yes.
Hogy tegnap este fölmerült, beszélgettünk a szobába, hogy amikor egy lélek, hát vagy megszületik, vagy szóval amikor férfi vagy női testet kap, akkor az elmeműködés hogyan alakul ki, hogy mert ugye hogy a nőknek másképp működik, és a férfiaknak másképp működik. Szóval a test alakítja ki, az elfogadott test, vagy valami más alakítja át ezt a mechanizmust, hogy intelligencia, érzelem és érzékiség másképp működik.
Yesterday evening they were speaking amongst themselves and they were wondering whether the living entity enters a womb and receives a material body, then what determines this mentality that develops, whether it's a female or feminine or masculine mentality, is it the body or is it something else?
It means it would be the consciousness at the time of death.
Right.
The general tendency is at the time of death, then the woman will think of, you know, their shelter, which will be a man.
Right.
And then the men have a tendency to think of women. So the subtle body then carries this means, in other words, what the mind focuses on, that develops the other aspects of the subtle body.
Tehát a finom test, ami hordozza ezt a mentalitást, és így finom test miatt fejlődik.
Right. And then the subtle body creates the gross body.
És a finom test hozza létre a durva testet.
Yeah.
Akkor a halál pillanatában a finom test nőivé alakul, mondjuk, hogyha én úgy halok meg, akkor a finom test nőivé fog alakulni.
So does it mean that at the time of death, if he thinks of a woman, then his subtle body transforms into that of the female?
Basically.
Like, yeah, what do you mean?
Because that's where you've taken shelter, so then that's what you become. And it probably mentions that you have these worms, you know, caterpillars. Right? And then the wasp comes and stings them and then puts them into their nest. Right? So then that caterpillar then in next life becomes a wasp.
És akkor ez a bogár a következő életében darázs lesz.
Like that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But these technical, I mean, like this, these technical points are important, but more important is understanding what it is and then how that application is, you know, works or its importance.
Ezek a technikai dolgok is fontosak, de fontos megérteni, hogy hogyan kell ezeket az elveket alkalmazni, hogyan működnek.
You know what I'm saying?
Érted, amit mondom?
Igen, ez.
Something else?
Nem más.
Tegnap volt a deszkelegem, hogy ne azért gyakoroljuk a gyerekeket a Krisna tudatos gyakorlatokat, mert hogy ő lássa, hanem azért, mert tudatosak vagyunk, de gondolhatjuk, hogy mi még nem vagyunk olyan fejlett bakták, illetve hogy még nagyon gyakorlók vagyunk, tehát meg ki fog fejlődni, hogy mi lehet az a rossz hatás, amivel ezt nem szabad, illetve hogy mi a megfelelő hangulatán.
In the beginning of yesterday's class you mentioned that we shouldn't act in a Krishna conscious way just because our kids are around, but we should be Krishna conscious and therefore we should act in a certain way. But we are practitioners and we are up to a certain level of consciousness, so what's the bad effect when we do just act as if we would be Krishna conscious and take care of the kids?
What we meant by that was, don't do a Krishna conscious activity that you wouldn't do if the kids weren't there.
Ez alatt azt értettük, hogy ne csinálj egy Krishna tudatos dolgot, hogyha azt nem csinálnál akkor, hogyha a gyerek nem lenne ott.
Let us say it is Mangalartik.
Mondjuk Mangalárati van.
And if you're just there on your own, you're just going to stand there.
És hogyha egyedül lennél Mangalárati, akkor csak ott állnál.
right? You won't dance.
Nem táncolnál.
So don't, just because the kid's there, then start dancing and then expect that the kid's also going to dance.
Tehát ne csináld azt, hogy csak azért, mert ott van a gyerek, akkor elkezdesz táncolni, és akkor azt várod el, hogy a gyerek is táncoljon.
Because the kids pick up your mood, not necessarily what you do.
Mert a gyerek a hangulatodat érzi meg, nem pedig azt, hogy mit csinálsz.
Right? Like that. Just like the parent will say, I don't know if you have it in Hungary, but I've heard it in America, is that the parent tells the kid not to do something, but they're doing it themselves. So they say, don't do as I do, do as I say.
Nem tudom, hogy Magyarországon van ez, de Amerikában van ez, hogy a szülő azt mondja a gyerekének, hogy ne azt csináld, amit én csinálok, hanem azt csináld, amit mondok.
Right? You have that experience? So, basically it's like that. They don't do what you do, they do what you think.
Tehát alapvetőleg ez így megy, hogy nem azt csinálják, amit te csinálsz, hanem azt csinálják, amit te gondolsz.
Right? Not what you say.
Nem, amit mondasz.
What you think.
Hanem, amit gondolsz.
Right? So, like that, then that's what we're saying.
Ezt mondtuk.
Means if by the kid being there you think, well, this is stupid that I'm not dancing, I should dance, but you should be dancing because you think this is what I should be doing. Don't just do it just because the kids are there. You know what I'm saying? So if by being them being there you're more Krishna conscious, but then your activities and your motive for doing it should be reflected in that.
Tehát, hogyha azért csinálod, mert ők ott vannak, akkor fontos, hogy a motivációd az tükröződjön abban a cselekedetben.
Right? You know, so if you decide you should be more serious, then be more serious. Don't just artificially show you're more serious as an example of the kids, but in reality you're not. Make it real.
Tehát ne azt csinált, hogy azért, mert ott van a gyerek, azért komolyabbnak kéne lennem, hanem tényleg legyen komolyabb attól, hogy ott van a gyerek. Tehát legyen ez egy valóságos dolog.
Is that okay?
Hogy a felnőttek is érzik ezeket a belső hangulatokat, vagy nekik elveszik már ez az érzék, ami a gyereknek van?
Do adults also feel these internal thoughts and motives, or they lose this sensitivity to this?
I would say they're not as conscious of it.
Thank you.
Jó. Mert most úgy lesz, hogyha Vágisa visszaér, addig, amire vége a leckének, akkor most lesz az, hogy körbe visz azok, hát azokat, akiket érdekel a hely, akkor körbe visz bennünket. Ha nem ér vissza, akkor mit tudom én volna. Mert még lesz most még két lecke ezen kívül. Melyik nap? Kedd meg csütörtök. Tervek szerint kedden meg csütörtökön jövünk még. De akkor hát reménykedjünk, hogy Vágisa visszaér. Még a karitámos utat, majd én most látom, hogy olyan
most előtt ki reggel csak ez a lecke beosztás, és akkor most még a zsenektorban hozzá kell
igazni.
Yeah, because that person can't come today. But tomorrow they'll come, so tomorrow we'll do it 9 to 11. Yeah. Like that, so. So then, translation of the question?
A felnőttek érzékelésénél tartottunk, hogy...
He was asking about the sensitivity of the adults, and you started...
Oh, yeah, okay. Sensitivity of the adult. Generally, they may or may not pick it up. But they'll pick up something. But they may not notice that they have. But kids, it's also, basically, you would probably find it would be the same. It's unspoken. They don't necessarily notice that it's artificial, but they themselves will behave like that.
Tehát a gyerekeknél is nem tudnak beszélni róla, lehet, hogy ők sem veszik észre, hogy észrevették, de befolyásolni fogja a viselkedésüket.
Right, but kids are generally more because it's just like animals, they're very sensitive to the mood.
A gyerekek olyanok, mint az állatok, nagyon érzékenyek a hangulatokra.
So kids technically are animals.
A gyerekek technikai szempontból állatok.
So they have that same kind of sensitivity.
És így ugyanolyan az érzékenységük.
That makes sense? Someone over here? No?
Volt szóknak arról, hogy a nő akar követni valakit, aki erősebb az intelligencia fiatit, aki meg. De hogy ugyanakkor viszont a nyugati neveltetésünkből adod a nemet felelmezetjük, de legalább van ez egy cáfoljuk nyilvánat egyiket, és azt mondja, nem szeretik, amikor egy ilyen módon van megmondva, hogy valami rossz, vagy valami más kell. Mi a megfelelő hangulat, hogy mi az, amit úgy szívesen elfogadnak, és ugye is kirányoljuk.
You mentioned that women are happy to follow someone who is going somewhere and who is actually masculine. But because of our Western upbringing, we have a tendency that, men to communicate in a way that is kind of like smashing the women when we want them to do something. So what's the proper mood to communicate things so that they're inspired to follow or accept?
Women are known... means men like women because they're gentle or because they're tough?
Miért szeretik a férfiak a nőket, mert kedvesek, vagy mert kemények, vagy durvák?
So that would mean the interface with them would have to be gentle, no?
Ez azt kellene, hogy jelentsen, hogy a velük való kapcsolatban kedvesnek kell lenni.
Right? If you have a USB port on a computer, what plug do you use to connect with it?
Hogyha van egy számítógépen egy USB port, akkor milyen dugót használsz, hogy bekapcsolódjon?
Right? So that's the point, is because they're gentle by nature, that means in dealing with them you have to be gentle.
Tehát ez a lényeg, hogy mivel a természetükkel fogva kedvesek, vagy ilyen szelidek, akkor kedvesen vagy szeliden kell velük bánni.
Right? So behind that gentleness, then for the women, there tends to be a lot of activity, but not stability.
Emellett a kedvesség mögött a nőknek van egy csomó cselekvés, de nincs stabilitás.
Right? And instability does not make the mind peaceful.
És hogyha instabilitás van, akkor az elme nem békés.
Stability makes the mind peaceful.
A stabilitás az, amitől az elme békés.
Therefore they connect with the men who are stable.
Ezért kapcsolódnak férfiakhoz, akik stabilak.
But the connection between the two has to be gentleness.
De a kapcsolat a kettő személy között az a kedvesség kell, hogy legyen.
Right, does that make sense? Let us say you do something wrong. Right? Now, what kind of mood is the woman trying to elicit from you in her emotional, you know, how you say? I want to say chastisement, but, you know, what comes to mind is more terrorizing, but, you know? Means the man's done something wrong.
Yes.
And he's going to pay for that. And so they emotionally, you know, they have various, you know, how do you say, tools of the trade, you know, that they bring up from the dungeon that they emotionally torture the man with.
És a nőknek különböző eszközeik vannak, amit kihoznak a kínzó kamaráinkból, és érzelmileg ezzel kínozzák a férfiakat.
Right? And what are the moods, if you want that to go away and you want everything to become peaceful and nice again, what is the mood that you have to take to get it to go away?
És hogyha azt akarod, hogy ennek vége legyen, akkor mi az a hangulat, amiben viszonyulnak kell ahhoz, hogy ez elmúljon? Gentleness.
Yeah, humble, gentle, considerate, you know, good service attitude, tolerant, right? So now, if that mood will overcome that much anxiety on the part of the woman, why not use that all the time? Right? In other words, they feel your mentality is wrong, so they force you into this other mentality. But now, are they going to force you into a mentality that they don't like? Or because you've upset them, they'll force you into the mentality that they actually do like.
Vagy mert kibuktattad őket, akkor egy olyan mentalitásba kényszerítenek, amit szeretnek.
Think about that.
Gondold át.
Right? So now you may feel that the process of getting you from your, unsophisticated, unrefined, undomesticated, so-called masculine mood into this more, female compliant mood is not, that process of changing was not masculine.
Lehet, hogy azt gondolod, hogy ez a nem kifinomult, nem elháziasodott hangulatba való átlépésed, ez egy, nem egy férfias dolog, hanem egy nőies dolog. Tehát az, hogy ilyen kifinomultál vagy.
Then why don't you take the masculine approach of automatically behaving like that, then it's your choice rather than being forced into it.
Akkor miért nem csinálod azt, hogy automatikusan ezt a férfias viselkedést választod magadtól inkább, mint hogy rá legyen kényszerítve.
Does that make sense?
Ez így érthető?
So this goes both ways.
Mindkét irányba megy.
You know, ladies, by being nice and by you being attached to them, then they domesticate you.
A nők azáltal, hogy kedvesek hozzád, és te ragaszkodsz hozzájuk, így meglágyítanak.
Right, they control you.
Irányítanak.
So if you behave like this, you know, it means gentle, considerate, you know, humble, tolerant, you know, active, all these different things, supportive.
Hogy a te így viselkedsz, hogy alázatos vagy, türelmes vagy, kedves vagy, figyelmes vagy, aktív vagy, támogató vagy.
Then you'll control them.
Akkor tudod irányítani őket.
So the man wants to feel he's controlling the woman.
A férfi azt akarja érezni, hogy irányítja a nőt.
And that's not a problem.
És ez nem probléma.
Because a woman wants to feel she is controlled.
Mert egy nő azt akarja érezni, hogy irányítva van.
But she's only going to be controlled in the way she wants to be controlled.
De csak úgy lehet irányítani, hogy ahogy ő irányítva akar lenni.
Right? You want to train a horse, you have to learn to control it.
Hogyha egy lovat akarsz képezni, akkor meg kell tanulnod így kontrollálni.
But can you train a horse like a dog?
De tudsz úgy kontrollálni egy lovat, mint egy kutyát?
No, you have to train it like a horse wants to be trained.
Nem, úgy kell képezned, ahogy a ló akarja, hogy képezve legyen.
Does that make sense? That's the point. So that means you have already acknowledged the untrained aspects of the horse.
Tehát már felismerted a lónak a be nem igazított aspektusait.
And therefore, you have no problem dealing with it.
Ezért nem probléma viszonyulnod hozzá.
Right? And you have the patience and tolerance to go through the process until the horse is trained.
És elég türelmes vagy, hogy kövesd a folyamatot, amíg el nem jutsz odáig, hogy betörted a lovat.
And once trained, you'll still deal with them as a horse.
És miután már beidomítottad, akkor utána is úgy fogsz vele bánni, mint egy lóval.
Just like a dog, do you need to brush them every day?
Mint egy kutya, meg kell őket férni minden nap.
No, but do you have to brush a horse every day?
Nem, és egy lóval meg kell férni minden nap. Right.
So it goes both ways. You control the horse, it's your horse.
Tehát mindkét irányba megy, te kontrollálod a lovat, a te lovat.
But you still have to take care of him as a horse.
De még mindig úgy kell róla gondoskodnod, mint egy lóról.
Does that make sense?
Ez érthető.
So if one acknowledges and accepts the nature of the woman, then you can control them.
Hogyha valaki felismeri és elfogadja a nő természetét, akkor tudja irányítani őket.
Right? Because they want to be controlled.
Mert akarják, hogy irányítva legyenek.
But they want to be controlled how they like to be controlled, not how you think they should be controlled.
De úgy akarnak kontrollálva lenni, ahogy ők akarják, nem pedig úgy, hogy te gondolod, hogy kellene, hogy legyenek.
Do you understand? Like that.
Hogy ez amikor a születésnél már elválik akkor a férfi és a nő, szóval másképp kell bánni egy fiú gyerekkel, mint egy lány gyerekkel, vagy pedig a gyerekek általában ilyen nő hangulatban vannak nőibe, és valamikor később fog ez elválni, amikor kezd férfivá válni a mentalitása.
When we have small kids, is it the same how we deal with girls and boys and their mood is always feminine and it's only after a certain age that it becomes masculine for the boys, or do we have to treat them differently?
The girls also means how you deal with the boys and the girls is basically the same.
Alapvetően ugyanaz, hogy a lányokkal meg a fiúkkal bánunk.
Because it's only after some time that they actually start manifesting girls be girls. Like before 9, then you know they do the things girls do, but they don't really identify as girls.
9 éves koruk után változik ez meg. A lányok például korábban is olyan dolgokat csinálnak, amiket lányok csinálnak, de nem azonosítják magukat lányokként.
No, same with the boys.
És ugyanez van.
So there's kind of a generic kind of like kid.
Tehát így genetikusan valamilyen gyerek van, aki.
Though the interest, of course, the girls want to play house, and the boys want to go out and play, you know, Hanuman and the monkeys and, you know, stuff like that.
Persze más az érdeklődési körünk, a gyerekek szeretnek ilyen kis házikóba eljátszogatni, hogy ez a kis otthonó, a fiúk meg elmennek és Hanuman meg a majmokat játszák.
But basically the way you deal with them is not much different.
De ahogy bánsz velük, az nem, nincs a különbség abban.
The only real difference starts from the age of 13.
A fő különbség az 13 éves kortól kezdődik.
Because up to the age of 12, the emotional mentality and stability of boys and girls is the same.
12 éves korig a fiúk és a lányok érzelmi stabilitása ugyanolyan.
From 12, then the boys, it matures, while the girls, that's it.
12-től a fiúk érik, a lányoknak meg az marad.
Does that make sense?
Ez érthető.
So if you can deal and train 12-year-old boys, you can train women.
Hogyha tudsz 12 éves fiúkat képezni, akkor tudsz nőket is képezni.
Because the emotional develop stability of both are the same.
Mert mindkettő érzelmi stabilitása ugyanolyan.
That's emotional, not intellectual.
Az érzelmi, nem az intellektuális.
You know, you have a 40-year-old woman, you have a 40-year-old intellect.
Hogyha egy 40 éves nővel van, nőről van szó, akkor ez egy 40 éves intellektus.
But you have 12-year-old emotional stability.
De 12 éves az érzelmi stabilitás.
Right? But 12 is considered a fairly, what we call adult age.
A 12-t már ilyen felnőtt kornak tekintjük.
Right? You know, your general books, novels and that, they're written actually for 12 plus.
Általában ezeket a regényeket úgy írják, hogy 12 éves kortól fölfelé.
You know what I'm saying? He's like, you know, something that's, let's say, a medical journal or something like that, that's written for a specific intellect. But your general novels and all this, they're written actually for the 12-year-old mentality. Because that's the point at which men and women still are basically the same.
Mert az az a pont, ahol a férfiak és nők alapvetőleg ugyanolyanok.
Does that make sense? Means the boys will be generally less physical, girls more physical.
A fiúk kevésbé vannak ilyen testi szinten, a lányok jobban.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Ez mit jelent? Pontosabban?
Girls express affection or intimacy through contact.
A lányok a testi kapcsolaton keresztül fejezik ki a bensőségességet, vagy a kapcsolatot, a szeretetüket.
Well, boys or men, that's not as important.
Így a fiúknak ez nem olyan fontos.
Especially it means the lower the varna, the more it'll be similar to women.
De a fiúknak minden alacsonyabb a varnája, annál jobban hasonlítanak a nőkre.
Right? Means Brahmins, it doesn't need to be emotional, it doesn't need to be physical.
Egy Brahmanának nincs szüksége arra, hogy érzelmi legyen, a kifejeződés vagy testi.
Right? Kshatriya, a touch of an emotion needs to be there.
A kshatriyáknak kell valamennyi érzelmi.
But no need of physical.
De testi nem kell.
Right? The Vaishya, it will be more emotion and some physical.
A Vaishyánál van több érzelmi és valamennyi testi.
Well, Shudra then it would be emotional and physical.
Shudrának érzelmi is és testi is fontos.
Akkor, hogy mert hogy én nagyon szeretem ölelgetni itt a barátai, vagy hát a baktákat, vagy lapogatni, vagy akkor az...
He likes to hug his friends or put his hands around.
Yeah, but it's a hug and then it stops.
Igen, de akkor az egy ölelés és akkor vége van.
Right? Let's say you're dealing with a Shudra kid, you might have to sit there and hold them on the shoulder while you talk to them. Right? While another varna, you know, you might give them a hug, but then after that you just talk. You understand? We're just talking about in proportion. When we say, in other words, for the Brahmin and Kshatriya, if you don't touch them, it'll still work. But if you do, then that's nice. But for the Vaishya and Shudra, you don't touch them, it may or may not work. Right? And so that's naturally also in proportion to age. Right, the older they get, the less it is. Does that make sense? But in proportion to the others, it's more. Like that? Does that make sense? Just because the emotional aspect or the mind becomes more prominent for them. So the mind is The mind is the seat of the emotions.
Az elme az érzelmek magja.
Okay, so therefore, as the mind is more prominent, therefore, those symptoms of manifestation of emotion are more.
Mivel az elme az érzelmek magja, akkor így az érzelmek megnyilvánulása nagyobb értékben jelentkezik.
Yeah. Okay. Now we'd like to bring up a discussion we had. I don't know how long ago. Maybe you remember it, but I don't know if anybody here was from that discussion.
Szeretnék felidézni egy beszélgetést, ami régebben történt. Nem tudom, hogy közületek valaki részt vett ebben.
But a group of women were coming to me and complaining that when the husband comes home, he expects that they'll be at the door and give him a hug.
Egy csoport hölgy beszélgetett Maharajjal, és mondta nekik, hogy mikor a férjük hazaér, akkor azt várja el, hogy megöleljék.
Right. Now, according to what we discussed, the women being on the platform of the mind, the man being more the platform of the intelligence, one would think it was the other way around.
Hogy ahogy beszéltünk róla, hogy a nők vannak az elme szintjén, a férfiak pedig az intelligencia szintjén, akkor azt gondolnánk, hogy ez fordítva kellene, hogy legyen.
You remember that conversation? Yeah. So, but in here, the man wanting the hug, whether it's actually emotional as a relationship.
De ebben a férj akar egy ölelést, de hogy ez érzelmi-e a kapcsolatban.
It's more, I'm the hug, husband, I deserve a hug.
Ez inkább arról szól, hogy én vagyok a férj, és megérdemlek egy ölelést.
Right? And just because I come home, therefore I get one.
És mert hazajöttem, ezért kapok egyet.
Right? But in the woman's mind, it's like, what have you done to deserve it?
De az a nő elvédő az van, hogy mit csináltál azért, hogy ezt megkapsz? Tehát milyen alapon érdemled meg ezt?
Right? Because if you've done something to deserve it, you get one.
Mert ha valami olyan csináltál, ami miatt megérdemled, akkor kapsz egyet.
Right? Right? Yeah. But if you haven't done, their point is why will you get a hug?
De ha nem csináltál, akkor nekik ez a pont, hogy miért kapnál egy ölelést.
Understand?
Yes.
Because I was thinking about that one for a while. Why this one? Is so...
Ezen elgondolkoztam egy ideig.
More questions?
Only kérdés.
Ez a kérdésem, hogy az emberi kapcsolatai minősége az hátráltatja, vagy segítette a Krisnával kapcsolatban?
Can the quality of our relationships amongst each other help or pull back or advance
with
Krishna
consciousness? Can our relationships help or pull back?
Quality of the relationships.
means, let us say the relationship's not good. And you spend your time running over in your mind how you were right and the other person was wrong. Are you being Krishna conscious? Or the relationship was going great and so you're so distracted and always thinking about, you know, the relationship and when you're going to meet and what's going to happen when you meet.
Vagy jól megy a kapcsolat, és mindig arra gondolsz, hogy hú, milyen jó, és mikor fogunk találkozni, és mikor leszünk megint együtt.
Oh, it doesn't show the numbers anymore. Does that mean it died?
Yes.
Oh, because I heard it go, pew. See, Gayani or Prima Donna or something. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? So it can go either way. So, but the point is that what it's supposed to be is the relationship's going nice and you're Krishna conscious. Right? But because the points, the relationship's going nice, it's based on that you're following the directions given by Krishna for relationships, so that way then it becomes connected to Krishna. Right? And as much as possible, your activities are all centered around Krishna. Right? Does that make sense? You're cooking for Krishna, you're dressing for Krishna, you're organizing your house so you can be the most Krishna conscious. Your social life is connected to Krishna. So that means then the natural discussions in the relationship will also be connected to Krishna. Does that make sense? Does that answer the question? More of the squashed volumes. Volumes. No, volume mash. Squashed. Any more of those? Yeah. I'm saying we finished that question, so is there any more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hogyha rámennénk, akkor a gyereknevelésre egy kicsit konkrétabban. Amúgy is, hogy ami közvetlenül már gyerekekről szólnak. Hogyha a gyerekekről is beszél, amit tegnap beszélt általában a kapcsolatokról.
We're going to deal with the children. Like yesterday we spoke about the relationship between husband and wife. If you could speak about the technicalities and principles of raising the children, dealing with the kids.
What's your question?
Hogy abban az esetben mi a teendő, hogy hallottuk, hogy mi a megfelelő modell, hogy a férfi erős, hogy a férfi gyengébb ellen, hogy őnek nem tiszta a kép, hogy a kisbb tárgyalunk, stb. És hogy érzelmileg még kevésbé stabil a modell, hogy akkor mi a teendő, hogy lehet ezt a kapcsolatot tenni.
You've been speaking about the men. If the man has strength and that focus on stability, then he can guide the wife. But what if the situation is that the woman is actually more stable or stronger and has a more solid identity than the husband? Then what can be done?
Then, in time, then just by association, then it should come up.
Right.
So hopefully the man takes on the woman's qualities rather than the other way around.
Remélhetőleg a férfi veszi, hát a nőnek a jó tulajdonságait, nem pedig fordítva
történik. Yeah. Like and both of them become mental.
És nem az, hogy mind a ketten elmeszintre kerülni.
But still, the man has to deal in the same proper way.
De még akkor is a férfinek ugyanígy a helyes módon kell viszonyulni.
Then it'll come up.
És akkor ez ki fog alakulni. But this woman is supposed to follow a husband who is weaker than the woman itself, herself.
At least they can deal nicely.
Women, we also see they have different nature.
Uh-huh.
And some of them are more soft or gentle, some of them are more heavy.
Jai ho, jai ho. No, this is, I mean, meaning that there's a battlefield here or something. I mean, no, this is a Hungarian yatra from like that. They come question and answer. But we were discussing the point on male-female relationships. So you guys, you could call it a Mahabharat here. You know, you have the would determine. Varna would main, would have something to do with it. Then whether they're actually properly connected to a man. Or they've ever had any unpleasant experiences in that connection. Does that make sense? So you have to just see, is it positive or negative? Right? If it's positive, it's not a problem. If it's negative, that's sort of the problem. Right? But by proper dealing, then all that can be adjusted. So it doesn't matter they're of different natures, because the men are of different natures. Right? So there's a match for each. You know what I'm saying? You'll also have then just, how you say? Basically, aggressive attachment and more submissive attachment. Like that. So even of the natures that you'll find of the women, then you'll have these two camps. Right? Does that make sense? Is there any specific detail that you're looking for? Or? Oh, okay. Yeah, so you don't have to worry. And one doesn't have to worry that one is different. Because there's no, there's as far as natural behavior that's positive or progressive, there's no right nature. Means right means one is right, the other is wrong.
You know what I'm saying?
One is more outgoing, one is more quiet.
You
know, that doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? It's not that, oh, that one's right, this one's wrong. Right? Not that, oh, because she did that, therefore she got the man, and I'm doing this, therefore I'm not getting the man. Does that make sense? It's a matter of, you know, you follow your nature right, then whatever is supposed to get happens. Does that make sense?
How do the
varnas
affect the natures of the lady?
Interest. You know, interest is more in, like, how you say, scriptural. based or administrative based or economic or arts. They're saying that'll be more prominent. Means all women then arts are important to them. You know, but to what degree? That's another point.
You know?
In other words, all women, it must be nice, it must be aesthetic, it must be...
No.
But that would be then within nirvana. And even within nirvana, then there's sophistication. You know what I'm saying? So, for their match in the man, it will be balanced. Right? Does that make sense? But in a different varna, it may be more. You might find a Shudra man is more emotional, expresses more emotion, external emotion than a Brahmin woman.
Láthatjuk, hogy például egy Shudra férfi érzelmesen, vagy több érzelmet fejez ki, mint egy Brahmana nő.
And I'm saying, but that Brahmin woman will be a more emotional than a Brahmin man.
De egy Brahmana nő több érzelmet fejez ki, mint egy Brahmana férfi.
Right? And the Shudra woman will be more emotional than that Shudra man.
És a Shudra nő érzelmesebb, mint egy Shudra férfi.
Does that make sense?
Ez igazítő.
Like that. So, and economics is important to all the women. Right? Because gain and safety is, you know, because when there's stuff, then that ensures safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But safety specifically is meaning safety in relationships. Right? The man is thinking, we have this fort. Fort means the enemy can't get inside and, you know, kill us or make trouble.
Right.
Right? Their fighting technique will be stopped by this fort. The woman will look at it that this fort keeps all those elements out that are going to disturb my relationships.
Kívül tart minden olyan tényezőt, ami zavarkált a kapcsolatomban.
Does that make sense?
Ez így érthető?
So it's a slightly different... It's compatible, both like the fort.
Ez kompatibilis, mert mind a kettő szereti az erődöt.
But their view of it is different.
De máshogy szemlélik az.
You know what I'm saying? So one is that it's expertise, or it's efficiency in warfare. And the other is the efficiency in ensuring that my life as it is today goes on the way it is today going on. That makes sense? Is it okay? Like that. So then management, everybody manages. The women will be more situated in religious principles. Because religion, or dharma, gives artha. Right? So therefore, women are very strict in dharma because then there'll be artha. Right? And only if there's artha, then that means your relationships with others, you care for others, and kama. Right? You know, the nice facilities means nice interaction, nice like that. Does that make sense? Well, the men will tend, that will be there, but they have to be intellectually convinced.
Míg a férfiak hajlanak erre, de neki kell, hogy ott legyen az intellektuális meggyőződés.
Right? You don't have to convince women about being properly behaved. Because they know proper behavior gives proper results.
You know what I'm saying?
Generally, the men have to be convinced. Right? Does that make sense?
Like that.
So when a man is intellectually convinced, then he does it.
Amikor egy férfi intellektuálisan meg van győzve, akkor csinálja.
When the woman has a good experience in it, she's convinced.
Amikor a nőnek jó tapasztalata van abban a kapcsolatban, akkor ő meg van győzve.
Does that make sense?
Ez így érthető.
So, in other words, there's a generic element that you call women. But within that, every woman has their nature. You know, that'll be influenced by that, by the varna. And then within the varna, then they'll have their specific personality. Does that make sense? But if you're dealing with equal natured persons, the process and the result is the same.
A folyamat és az eredmény ugyanaz.
You know? Does that make sense? Like that. The experience of the Brahman with the Brahman or a Shudra with a Shudra will be the same.
Egy Brahmanának egy Brahmanával, vagy egy Shudrának egy Shudrával a tapasztalata ugyanaz lesz.
You know? Externally, it may look different, but it's not. Right? Okay. You have a guy that works down at the docks. And he has all the big tattoos on his arm.
Right?
You know, the heart with a dagger in it, and it says, Mom. Right? So now he's pretty rough and ready. Right? And, you know, so when it comes to a good argument, he can hold his own in the variety of, you know, how you say, what's the word? A variety of expletives that could be utilized. Right? Now, this doc guy goes regularly down to the pub. And the lady behind the counter at the pub, and somehow or another over the years, they develop a relationship. Right? And she can also hold her own because people a lot of times reach over the counter and say all kinds of things to her, so she's got a really good right hook herself. Right? Okay. Now, let us say these two get married. Okay? And let us say these two have a disagreement. Okay, so now for them, disagreements mean it's rough. Okay? So now, if this disagreement starts, you know, there may be all varieties of, how you say, that's always colorful, yes. All kinds of colorful words may be used. Right? And they might even get physical here. You know, plates may go flying. You know, how you say, well, nowadays it's, I don't think it would be worthwhile, one of these things, you know. It's not like before a tape recorder had some weight to it. Now it's a, You know, now it's a little thing, it wouldn't mean anything. Not sure what they would stick to. But, you know. But plates are popular. And like that. So then, if they had an argument, then let's say later that day, the next day, then the wife or husband is talking to their friends.
Ez volt ez a vita, és aztán a nap folyamán később a férj vagy a feleség beszélget a barátaival.
You know, then, you know, how are things going at the home, you know?
Hogy mennek a dolgok otthon?
And they'll say, yeah, we had a little fight yesterday.
Ja, tegnap kicsit összekülönböztünk.
You know, but it's all right now.
De most már jó.
Okay? Now, let us say you take, you know, two intellectuals down, professors that work down at the university.
De most menjünk két univerzum. No,
right? And so let us say they get married and they have a disagreement. Right? Now they're going to be using all kinds of very cleverly, logically presented arguments that will have probably a touch of sarcasm to them.
Okosan, logikusan felépített érveket fognak használni, ami valamennyi szarkazmust tartalmaz.
Not even raising their voice, they'll probably even make it even lower and more slow.
Nem felemelni fogják a hangjukat, hanem még lejjebb viszik és lelassítják a beszédüket.
Right? Now, then, if they meet each other, I wanted to keep going on this. And so, yeah. And so if they then meet their friends later and they ask them how's things going, then they'll say, yes, had a little disagreement later, but we worked it out. That makes sense? So the experience is the same. That's why it's the Vedas are so careful that you match equal natures.
Ezért internet óva a védek, hogy ugyanolyan természetű személyek kapcsolódjanak.
That makes sense?
Ez érthető?
Because the natural expression of their emotions should match the natural expression of the other person.
Mert az érzelmeik természetes kifejezése ugyanolyan kell, hogy legyen, mint a másik személyé.
Right? You don't want a really gentle guy whose wife is just yelling and screaming all the time. Right, or vice versa. It was a funny thing. It was a little, like a cartoon thing. They were on the soccer field. And the referee had called, you know, something is a foul. Right? And so then the referee is standing there, and then the coach and all these other players are coming up, and this far away from him are yelling and screaming and telling him, you know, this is nonsense, this, that, just completely abusing him.
És akkor ott áll a bíró, és ott állnak mellette az edző és az összes többi ember, és üvöltenek, kiabálnak vele, hogy milyen ostoba.
Right? And he's just very peacefully sitting there and not even paying attention. And so then the sports announcer is making the points, wow, look at this referee, how controlled he is, how, you know, he's not getting upset or anything. You know? You know, where did he get this training? Then immediately the cartoon switches to the guy in exactly the same position sitting at home. With his wife about this far from him yelling and screaming. And like that. Okay. Any does that make it? Any other questions?
Yes. valószínűleg különböző a lelkélethez való, vagy a lelkélet gyakorlatához való hozzáállásuk, hogy hogy tudják egymással ezt kommunikálni, hogy nők gondolom érzelmesebbek, vagy vallásosabbak, hogy férfiaként praktikus szempontból állnak hozzá, hogy ezt két fél, hogy tudja egymással rendesen kommunikálni, hogy jól, hogy tudják tudom.
You mentioning the difference between the age of men and women, and it seems to imply that also their moods towards devotional practices would be different, and how can they communicate this with each other, like women would be more emotional in their approach to devotional activities, and men would be more practical. How can they kind of communicate this amongst each other?
This is a common point, Krishna.
Because
Krishna. Krishna is all of that.
Krishna, mm-hmm.
But in other words, the proper performance of an activity, that'll be common. Right. The man will be because it's what's efficient in getting it a job done.
A férfi azt gondolja, hogy ez így hatékony, és így történik meg, aminek meg kell történnie.
Well, the women, it will be, it's what actually gives the good experience.
Így a nő azt gondolja, hogy ebből lesz a jó tapasztalat, vagy élmény.
The man, it will be that it got the result.
A férfi azt gondolja, hogy megkaptam az eredményt.
The woman will be is you've gotten the result, but getting the results not what's important, it's the experience of that result.
De a nő pedig azt gondolja, hogy megkaptam az eredményt, de a lényeg nem az eredmény, hanem az az élmény, ami azzal jár, hogy megvan az eredmény.
You know what I'm saying? You know, man, it's like you've done something, job well done.
A férfi azt gondolja, hogy megcsináltam valamit, el van végezve a feladat.
When you get to there, it stops. But for the woman is now you've gotten that, now that will create a particular experience. Right? Does that make sense? It's subtle. I mean, they keep going on. We're giving these as so that they're clear to see. The man, okay, I got these shoes.
Férfi azt gondolja, hogy megkaptam ezt a cipőt.
And with these shoes now I can use them, I can, they're really good for doing this work.
És ez a cipő nagyon jó, hogy el tudom benne végezni ezt a munkát.
Right? The woman, she's got the shoes.
A nő megkapja a cipőt.
But now that will set her up in some particular social status by which she will get some particular exchange and experience.
Most ezzel a cipővel valamilyen társadalmi helyzetbe kerültem, ami segíteni fog, hogy valamilyen társadalmi élményben legyen részem.
Does that make sense?
Ez így érthető?
So it's subtle differences.
Finom különbség.
It's not that the women aren't practical.
Nem, hogy a nők nem praktikusak.
They're very practical.
Nagyon praktikusak.
But the practicality means that it gets a favorable experience.
A praktikusságuk az, hogy kedvező élményhez élményben lesz részük.
Does that mean? Well, the man, it's a work done efficiently.
Míg a férfi számára ez az, hogy hatékonyan elvégzett egy munkát.
Right? So for the man, the ritual efficiently gets the work done.
A férfi számára a rituálé hatékonyan elvégzi a feladatot.
Well, the woman, the ritual creates experiences that are favorable.
Míg a nő számára a rituálé olyan élményt biztosít a számára, ami kedvező.
Right? So you see, the activity itself is common.
Így maga a cselekedet az ugyanaz.
The perception of it is different.
De ahogy megélik, az más, ahogy érzékeli.
Right? That makes
Is it important to understand this difference of perception? Because sometimes the husband is getting on the case of the wife, why you're doing it in this way or that way, or the wife is getting on the case of the husband, that you should be doing it this way or that way. So is it important to, that they understand each other, what the other one perceives while doing something? Or?
Why else is there an argument? Because they think the other one sees it the way I see it.
Mert azt gondolják, hogy a másik is úgy látja, hogy én látom.
Does that make sense?
Certain.
So it's because you don't see it, understand it, therefore there's a problem.
Mert nem látod és nem érted, azért van probléma.
If you do understand it, then there won't be a problem.
Ha megérted, akkor nem lesz probléma.
So next step?
Következő lépés.
So the man takes the lead in understanding.
A férj vezető abban a szempontból, hogy őnek kell először megérteni.
Right, that's where the leading is.
Ez jelenti a vezetés.
He leads by, he understands.
Azáltal vezet, hogy ő megértő.
He leads by he respects.
Azáltal vezet, hogy ő tisztel.
He leads by he is considerate.
Azáltal vezet, hogy ő figyelmes.
Right. He leads by he is performing activities or service towards the other.
Azáltal vezet, hogy ő végez szolgálatot a másiknak.
Then the woman follows by responding to that.
És akkor a nő követi őt azáltal, hogy reagál ezekre.
Right. Lead doesn't mean sitting there inactive and expecting you're going to be served.
Vezetés nem azt jelenti, hogy tétlenül ülsz és elvárod, hogy szolgáljanak.
That's not leading, that's sitting in one place.
Az nem vezetés, az egy helyben
üldögélés. Right. So it's the mode of ignorance that makes men think that I will sit in one place.
Ez a tudatlanság kötő ereje, ami arra készíti a férfit, hogy csak üldögéljen egy helyben.
Right. So that's the negative side of being the field.
Ez a negatív oldala ennek a területnek.
Right? The man creates the field, so that's Shankarsham.
A férfi teremti meg a mezőt, ez Shankarsham.
What are all the elements of the field? What's the right way of dealing, wrong way of dealing? What's the relationships, all that?
Hogy mik a mező elemei, mi a megfelelő viszonyulás, mi nem megfelelő viszonyulás, mindezek a dolgok.
Right? So Shankarsham also then implies ignorance.
Shankarsham okozza a tudatlanságot is.
Right? So therefore when Shankarsham is engaged according to the Shastra, then it's progressive.
Amikor Shankarsham a Shastra szerint alkalmazzuk, akkor van fejlődés.
Right. Then it's uplifting.
És akkor felemel.
It's dynamic.
Dinamikus.
So it's moving.
Mozdul.
So it can be followed.
És lehet követni.
Right. Well, if it's not, then that means it'll be ignorant. Means it's inert and it's not going anywhere, so how can anyone follow it?
Míg ha nem, akkor tudatlanságban van, tétlen, nem megy sehova, és akkor hogy lehet követni?
That makes sense?
Ez érthető?
Yeah. So, now, for your next question.
Most itt a következő kérdésedre.
Therefore, then, okay, who's supposed to understand who?
Akkor kinek kell kit megértenie?
No?
Hm?
No? I mean, you're going to apply, I just spoke something.
Most mondtam valamit.
You ask, why does it happen?
Megkérdezed, hogy ez miért történik?
Is it necessary to understand, because otherwise the same thing, then you argue over because your perception's different.
Fontos, hogy megértsék egymást, mert különben más a tapasztalat, vagy ahogy szemlélik a dolgot, és akkor vitatkozni fognak.
Right? So now we have said, what is the difference in perception?
És akkor elmondtam, hogy mi a különbség abban, ahogy megélik a dolgot.
So is that enough?
Ez elég?
Or it has to be applied?
Vagy ezt alkalmazni is kell.
Yes? Okay. So, the what's going on, the theory, that's the science.
Hogy mi történik az elmélet, az a tudomány.
Right? Now, application, that's called the art.
Az alkalmazás úgy nevezik, hogy művészet.
Right? So now that art
means, okay, we've heard the theory, now how to apply. That means the man has to understand what is the elements that the woman is comfortable talking about.
Tehát hallottuk az elméletet, most jön az alkalmazás, ami a művészet, tehát a férfinek meg kell értenie, hogy egy nő miről szeret beszélgetni, mi az, amivel kényelmesen érzi magát.
Okay. So that would mean that you're going to discuss topics that the lady can relate to.
Ez azt jelenti, hogy olyan témákat fogsz vele megvitatni, amihez tud a hölgy viszonyulni.
Right? Not topics that only men relate to.
Nem pedig olyan témákat, amiket csak férfiak tudnak viszonyulni.
That you'll talk with the men.
Azt a férfiakkal fogod megbeszélni.
Does that make sense?
Ez így érthető?
Yeah.
Next question.
Okay, oh, good. Brain is working.
Van, ugye mindenki tudja, hogy van a szodoma, és reggel csak házasodik. De sokszor látjuk, hogy a matacsik elégedettebbek akkor, ha elvégezték a dolgaikat, és akkor szépen mennek és csak háznak. Hogy most vitatkozzon a férfi ezzel a dologgal, hogy reggel csak házon a matacsik, vagy pedig hagyja, hogy okay, akkor biztos nyugodtabb az elmé, és jobban tud csak házni. Milyen ebben a, mondjuk ebben a szituációban a
megfelelő? Question. In the morning time, part of our sadhana is that we chant our rounds. So he has the experience that women are more peaceful after they've performed their duties and things. They feel that whatever they have to do is done, that they can more peacefully chant. So what is the husband supposed to tell them that, well, now this is the time to chant after Mangala Arati, or let them finish what they want to finish and chant their rounds peacefully after they've done what they think they have to do?
Which one works?
Hey, the Mataji knows who's chanting.
Hmm?
It means whether she's peaceful to chant or she's just forced to chant.
Yeah, so you see what works.
Some mechanism here is only Mupadi.
Means, in other words, you've explained why this is the time to chant, and what are the benefits? Have you explained the benefits? Right? In other words, you should chant after Mangala Arati. That's Sankarshan. Right? But what's the connection between Sankarshan and the Prayojana, Gopinath?
De mi a kapcsolat Sankarshan és a Prayojana Gopinath között?
Right. So that until it gets to Prajumna, which is the other part of Sambandha,
amíg el nem éri Prajumnát, ami a Sambandának a másik része,
then only that's when the ladies can relate to it.
Csak akkor kezdenek tudni viszonyulni hozzá a nők.
Because then there's desire.
Mert akkor van vágy.
And then desire connects to need or results.
És a vágy kapcsolódik a szükséglethez, vagy az eredményhez.
So to just say this is the rule, that doesn't actually mean anything to a woman.
Egy nőnek azt mondani, hogy ez a szabály, ez semmit nem jelent a számára.
But this is the rule because this creates this result, that means something.
De hogy azt mondod, hogy ez a szabály, ezt az eredményt hozza, az már jelent valami.
Right? And then it means you have to explain it until it's understood.
És a másik, hogy addig kell magyarázod, amíg meg nem érti.
And once it's understood, then naturally they'll practice it.
És amíg megértett, akkor természetesen fogja gyakorolni.
But even they're practicing it, still they're a woman.
De amikor gyakorolja, akkor még mindig egy nő.
So sometimes, emotionally, other things will take prominence and be done at that time.
De néha érzelmi alapon más dolgok fontosabbak lesznek, és akkor fogja csinálni azokat.
Okay. And until those are done, then they won't be happy.
És amíg nem csinálta meg azokat, addig nem lesz boldog.
Right. This is a whole other discussion. It's called the potter's wheel.
Ez egy egész másik beszélgetés, hogy a fazekassnak a kereke.
You understand the potter's wheel, then you'll do pretty good.
Hogyha a fazekas kerekét megérted, akkor ügyes leszel.
Right. So
then you'll see, depending upon the woman, how much are those emotions and attachments, and that she has her inherent control on them. She'll be chanting more japa at that time and doing less other things, or more other things and less japa.
Attól függően, hogy annak a nőnek milyen az érzelmi beállítottsága, milyenek a ragaszkodásai, ez fogja meghatározni, milyen a természet, ez fogja meghatározni, hogy japa időben többet fog japázni, és kevesebbet csinál más dolgokat, vagy többet csinál más dolgokat, és kevesebbet japázik.
And it will change from day to day.
És napról napra változni fog.
You know what I'm saying? Some days just be japa, some days a little something else, and japa, sometimes it'll be mostly something else, maybe a little japa, some days it'll be all something else.
Valamelyik nap csak japázni fog, valamelyik nap sokat fog japázni, és egy kicsit csinál más, valamelyik nap sok minden más csinál, és kicsit japázik, valamelyik nap egyáltalán nem japázik, és csak más csinál.
Right? You ever seen a kaleidoscope? Kaleidoscope? You have three mirrors.
Ez valamilyen...
Yeah,
right.
And they put a few things in. There's not many things inside. Right? It's not a lot of stuff. But you take that and turn it, it's unlimited, the shapes and the patterns you get. So each woman has a fixed nature. Right? There's only a few items. But you put it into the kaleidoscope of their mind and it comes out unlimitedly variety. So that's why you need to identify what are those basic elements that are in that kaleidoscope that's making all the designs. So if there's 10 things, that's all you're dealing with is 10 things. But what's the proportion and order of each of those 10s? That will vary from moment to moment. If you ever think that it'll ever be the same twice, then you're stupid.
Not stupid.
Foolish. Right? So never think that they'll be the same. Never even wish they'll be the same. Right? Because it won't happen. Does that make sense? But basically, if you don't explain why, then why should they do it? Because something purely intellectual doesn't have any meaning to them. Right? You do what you feel. Right? Not what you think. Right? You can think so many things, but you only do it when you feel it. Right? Thinking, feeling, then willing. Right? So that means sambandha prayojana, then abhideya. Right? Then based on that sambandha, that abhideya will give you the result prayojana.
Right?
So the connection between sambandha and prayojana is that is prajumna. Right, so Shankarshan means the field. Prajumna means the desire to, how you say, get a result from that field. Right? Then Prayojana Gopinath will mean that the need to have that result. Right? Then there'll be Abhideya or Vasudev. In other words, the activity will happen. Right? So now in this, Sankarshan has two qualities, Prajumna has two qualities, and Gopinath has two qualities. Make it more clear, consistent. Aniruddha. That'll make it more easy for you. Because you have Sambandha is also Madan Mahan, Abhideya is Govinda, that's Gopinath. So, you switch them. Okay? So Aniruddha. Okay. But Vasudev has all six of those qualities. So that means in the performance of the activity, the qualities of all of them are there. Because the activity is using, operating the field with the proper attitude, with the desire, the particular desired result. Right? Does that make sense? So Prajumna also means the proper attitude. Right? Just like we say, okay, we have the field called initiation. Right? And then we have, okay, so that means there's a guru, there's a disciple. Okay, so now you know that's the field. But now there's the qualification of the guru and the qualification of the disciple. So that's their attitude. That's Prajumna. Right? That initiation, guru, disciple, that's Sankarshan. You know, so that it sounds nice, yeah, initiation, that sounds good. It sounds like a good thing. That's Prajumna. Right? I need to be initiated. That's Aniruddha. Then you'll actually, you know, approach, do all the things, then get initiated. That's Vasudev. Right? So that's what we meant before, that Prajumna is that interface. Right? So the women are interested in Aniruddha. Men are interested in the Vasudev. Right? Then within the Sambandha, where the common point is there, the men is Sankarshan, the women is Prajumna. In Sambandha.
Sambandhaban.
Then the men are the Sankarshan element, the women are the Prajumna. Right? So basically in general you could say men is Sambandha, women are Prayojana. So the connection between the two is going to be Abhideya.
Right?
Men and women relate to each other through an activity. But the activity will not be started until the Prajumna aspect is there. Right? So that Prajumna means it's qualified and it's gentle. Right? It's considerate. Right? Then only the Prayojana becomes interested. Right? So Sambandha then interfaces with Prayojana because of that gentleness. Then when the women are willing, then there's interaction. Because there's only interaction if the women are interested. Does that make sense? Sure. Okay,
processing.
Okay, now, just for interest's sake, is that... Are we going over the heads now? Are we? Okay, just...
Okay.
You understand Sambandha Videha Prayojana?
Értitek azt, hogy van Sambandha Videha és Prayojana?
Sambandha is the field.
Sambandha a mező.
Prayojana is your result.
Prayojana az eredmény.
Abhideya means how you operate the field that you get the result.
Abhideya szerint, hogy hogyan működteted a mezőt, ahhoz, hogy megkapd az eredményt.
Right? In the field, then you have the elements of the field.
A mezőn belül ott vannak a mező elemei.
And then the interest in the opportunities one could gain from the field.
És az érdeklődés azok iránt, a lehetőségek iránt, amiket a mezőből tudsz kapni.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
So that means the field in which the female is operating is created by the male.
Right?
Does that make sense?
It means the environment?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, the environment, the facilities. You know, any rules and regulations that are there. You know, all that. Then, does that make sense? Okay. Then now in this, then operating that field, the Abhideya, the man is interested in the process itself of the Abhideya, the woman in the experience that's gained from that process.
Or
gained in that process. Right? And in the prayojana, or the result, the man is interested specifically in the result, while the woman is interested in the experience of the result.
És amikor a prayojanról, vagy az eredményről beszélünk, akkor a férfit az érdekli, hogy meglegyen az eredmény, a nőt meg az érdekli, hogy abból az eredményből milyen tapasztalatot kap, milyen
eredményt. The man has been there, he's worked, you know, so long, and that, and finally now he gets the big political position.
Férfi nagyon keményen dolgozott, és most végre egy magas politikai helyzetbe kerül.
Right? The man. Now I got the position, now we can control and get things done the way we've always wanted to do with them.
A férfi az mondja, hogy jó, most megkaptam ezt a pozíciót, most tudok mindent úgy irányítani, ahogy mindig is akartam.
He's very happy.
Nagyon boldog.
His wife is also very happy.
A felesége is nagyon boldog.
Because now she's in a position she'll be respected by all the other women.
Mert most olyan helyzetet ért el, hogy minden más
right?
Ő tisztelni fog.
And then within the women's world she can get so much done.
És így a nők világán belül annyi mindent el tud érni.
You see the difference?
Látod a különbséget?
One is operating the field, one is the experience gained from the field.
Az egyik működtetni akarja a mezőt, a másik pedig az a tapasztalat érdekli, amit ebből a működtetésből tapasztal.
Right? So desire is like an experience.
A vágy az olyan, mint egy tapasztalat.
Right? In other words, it's an interest in the possibilities that could be gained.
A vágy azt jelenti, hogy egy érdeklődés azok iránt, a lehetőségek iránt, amiket elérhet valaki.
Right. So then, yeah, because so therefore, women will get more excited.
Ezért a nők nagyobb lelkesedni.
Immediately.
Rögtön.
But just because they're excited doesn't mean they do anything.
De csak attól, hogy lelkesek, nem jelenti azt, hogy csinálnak is valamit.
Right? The girls are on one side of the street, the boys are on the other corner.
A lányok állnak az utca egyik oldalán, a fiúk pedig a másik sarkon.
Right? They see each other.
Látják egymást.
The girls get excited.
A lányok lelkesek lesznek.
But they don't do anything.
De nem csinálnak semmit.
You understand? Because it's prajumna. It's not activity. It's not abhideya.
Prajumna, nem abhideya, nincs cselekvés.
They expect the boys to do something.
Elvárják, hogy a fiúk csináljanak valamit. Right?
The boys are supposed to come over and say something so the girls can tell them to get lost.
A fiúra kell oda menni és mondani valamit, hogy hét vagy a lány volt a sereg, hogy tűnjön el.
Bocsánat, mi ugye mit jelent, hogy már mert ezek beszélnek, hogy anélult, hogy pradjunk nálam, és hogy ezek olyan kapcsolatban, hogy ez mit jelent, hogy ez az?
What does it mean when you mention the names of these personalities? I mean, when you say this is Prajumna, this is Anuruddha, what does it actually mean practically?
Means that where these mentalities are coming from.
Tőlük jön ez a mentalitás.
Means, in other words, they say Sankarshan is the false ego and the gross externals, the Pancha Mahabhuta.
Sankarshan, a hamis ego és a durva elemek, a külső.
Right. We have four kinds of false ego.
Négyféle hamis ego van.
Right? So Sankarshan means the false identity.
Sankarshan azt jelenti, hogy a hamis azonosság.
And the gross elements connected with that identity.
És az ebben az azonossággal kapcsolatban álló durva elemek.
Right. I am a householder and this is my house.
Én egy családos vagyok, és ez a házam.
You know, my car, my wife.
Én kocsim, az én feleségem.
Right. Does that make sense?
Szerintem.
Prajumna is the intelligence.
Prajumna az intelligencia.
And the senses.
És az érzékek.
Right. Aniruddha is the mind.
Aniruddha az elme.
And Vasudeva is the fault, is the, how do you say, polluted consciousness.
Vasudeva pedig a szennyezett tudat.
So these four kinds of false ego, then they control whatever you do.
Ez a négyféle hamis ego irányít mindent, amit csinálsz.
So then, knowing how they work, you avoid what makes you materially conditioned.
Amikor megérted, hogy ezek hogy működnek, akkor el tudod kerülni, hogy azt csináld, ami anyagilag feltételekhez köt.
And perform the activities that actually connect this false form to the real form.
És olyan cselekedeteket végez, ami segítenek, hogy ezt a hamis formát összekapcsolod a valódi formával.
I'm servant of Krishna. These are the things that I engage in Krishna's service.
És ezeket a dolgokat elfoglalom Krishna szolgálatában.
I use my intelligence to engage the senses in Krishna's service.
Használom az intelligenciámat, hogy lefoglaljam az érzékeimet Krishna szolgálatában.
The mind is in a pure situation that it thinks of Krishna.
Az elme egy tiszta állapotban van, mert Krishnára gondol.
And my consciousness is that of that I serve Krishna.
És a tudatom az, hogy én szolgálom Krishna.
Otherwise, I think I'm the controller and the enjoyer.
Másrészt azt gondolom, hogy én vagyok az élvező és én vagyok az irányító.
Controller means I control something so I can enjoy it.
Irányító azt jelenti, hogy tudok irányítani valamit, hogy tudjak élvezni.
So control would infer action.
Tehát az irányítás az magában.
Right. To enjoy something, I have to control it, and I can only enjoy it if there's something in between the two.
Én csak akkor tudok élvezni valamit, hogyha tudom irányítani, tehát ott kell, hogy legyen a kettő között valami.
Does that make sense?
Ez érthető?
Nekünk ezt tudja kell alkalmazni ezt a
felelmélet. Oh, okay, now I understand. I haven't been there for 2 years, so I haven't discussed this.
His question is, how are we supposed to apply this ability?
How to apply? Okay. Means Krishna's existence.
Krishna létezés.
So that's sambandha.
Ez sambandha.
Radharani is the Hladini potency.
Radharani Hladini potencia.
That's prayojana.
Ez prayojana.
How do you connect it to?
Hogyan kapcsolod össze?
Through pastimes.
A kezdeléseken keresztül.
Which means activity.
Ami azt jelenti, hogy cselekvés.
That's a chit potency.
Ez a chit potencia.
So that means chit means knowledge and action.
Chit azt jelenti, tudás és cselekvés.
So activities done with knowledge can connect the sambandha and the prayojana.
Tehát a tudással végzett kapcsolat, cselekvés tudja összekapcsolni a sambandhát a prayojannal.
Okay, now we really... Means that's the essence of the, of this what we've been discussing for the last 2 days.
Ez a lényeg annak, amiről az utóbbi két napban beszéltünk.
All we've been doing is describing what are the difference between the sambandha and the prayojana and how to connect them.
Right?
Sambandha is masculine, prayojana is feminine. And the activity itself is what connects the two. Right? But of the connection, the man is more interested in the ritual, the woman is more interested in the experience of that ritual. Does that make sense? Okay. So that's all we've been describing for the last 2 days. That's all. Yeah.
Does this mean that sambandha implies prayojana and abhideya as well?
Sambandha, well, yes. They're actually smaller parts of it. Because the point is, this Krishna is Atmarama means he includes the internal potency, but it's not manifest.
Igen, valamilyen részben, mert Krishna Atmarama, és ő benne van a belső energia, de nincs megnyilvánulva.
When the internal potency is manifest, then there's rasa and the activity that connects the two.
És amikor a belső energia megnyilvánul, akkor van rasa, és akkor van az a cselekvés, ami a kettőt összekapcsolja.
Does that make sense?
Ez így érthető?
És akkor ezért van az, hogy Prabhupád sokszor legfőképpen kapcsolatnak fordítja ezt a sambandát.
Is that why Prabhupád generally translates the word sambandha as relationship?
His relationship is the field.
Igen, mert a kapcsolat a mező.
Here is man, here is woman.
Itt van egy férfi, itt van egy nő.
Right? So that's the field.
Ez a mező.
So then, to want to interact in that field, then will create the desire to get a result from that interaction.
Hogyha akarsz kapcsolódni ezen a mezőn belül, akkor van ott a vágy, hogy legyen valamilyen eredmény a kapcsolódáson.
Then that will mean then there'll be an activity.
Ez azt jelenti, hogy lesz cselekvés.
Between the man and woman, that will give that result.
A férfi és a nő között, ami eredményt fog hozni.
Does that make sense?
Ez így érthető?
Yeah, I've been having a problem with this lately. The technicality is such that at least now, like we do the Bhagavatam in the morning, we've been running it since last year, and now people are starting to get used to it, so it starts to work.
Yeah, you get this because otherwise you can't follow.
You
just
no, yeah. Now, once you do, it works. Because that's all. Basically, you only have these three. Right. So, in other words, you have sambandha and prayojana. And they connect through abhideya. Right. So sambandha will also mean control. Abhideya will be, prayojana will be enjoyment.
Prayojana pedig az élvező.
Right, so there you get the controller and the enjoyer.
Tehát így megkapod az irányítót és az élvezőt.
Right, you get envy and attachment.
Az irigységet és a ragaszkodás.
Right, you get male, female.
A férfit és a nőt.
Right, they're all the same things, but just different forms of the same.
Ugyanaz a dolog, de különböző formája ugyanennek a dolog.
So we're only talking this one thing, but because we may move around in it, therefore it sounds may sound different or confusing, but it's actually the same thing.
Egy dologról beszélünk, de mert ide-oda mozgunk közöttük, akkor lehet, hogy így összezavarodunk tőle. Right. Igazából ugyanarra van.
You know, you get your Sankarsan, Prajumna, Anirudha, Vasudeva, same thing.
Aztán Sankarsan, Prajumna, Anirudha, Vasudeva, ugyanaz a dolog.
Right, so that makes sense.
Ez így érthető?
Like that. You know, goodness, passion, ignorance.
Jóság, szenvedély, tudatlanság.
You know, Samvit, Sandini, Hladini.
Samvit, Sandini, Hladini.
You know, it's all the same, these same three.
So
that's the point. Krishna Satchitananda.
Right,
Krishna Satchitananda, that means everything in the creation will be along the same as Satchitananda.
Right.
You make something out of dirt, it will reflect the qualities of dirt.
Hogyha valamit porból csinálsz, akkor az a pornak a tulajdonságait fogja tükrözni.
So if everything's made out of Satchitananda or its reflection, then it'll all work the same.
Hogyha minden Satchitanandával van, vagy annak a visszatükröződéséből, akkor minden ugyanúgy fog működni.
Right. Material, spiritual rasa and material rasa work the same.
Just lelki rasa és az anyagi rasa ugyanúgy működik.
Just one is spiritual, one's material.
Csak az egyik lelki, a másik anyagi.
But they function the same. It's not spiritual rasa works differently than material rasa or vice versa.
Ugyanúgy működik, nem ugye lelki rasa másképp működik, mint az anyagi rasa, vagy fordítva.
Does that make sense?
At the time of conception, and then as time goes, their Krishna consciousness develops. So while they're raising the kid, then as the years go by, their consciousness is more and more elevated. So what's the proportion, how the child's development is affected at the time of the consciousness at the time of conception and the consciousness of the parents while they're raising the child?
It means by association, then the child will get the benefit of the higher intelligence and consciousness.
Akkor a társuláson keresztül a gyereknek a hasznára válik az, hogy fejlettebb a tudat a szülőknek.
It just means he doesn't start there.
De nem abban a tudatban indul.
Does that make sense?
Means
the higher the consciousness, that means where the kid starts from.
Amilyen a tudat, amilyen magas a tudat, onnan indul a gyerek.
Does that make sense? So then, by interacting with the child, then they'll get the benefit of the higher consciousness.
De ahogy meg utána viszonyulnak a gyerekhez, akkor a gyerek használva válik, hogy magasabbá vált a tudat.
All right, and then with time, the child will be influenced by that consciousness.
És idővel a gyerekre hatással van ez a tudat.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the main thing, is that they just continue.
Because
the parents are dynamic in their Krishna consciousness. That would also reflect in their, you know, conception of the child. So even if they weren't necessarily very advanced, then they would, their desire is to be.
Még hogyha nem is nagyon fejlettek, hogyha az a tudatuk, hogy olyan a vágyuk, hogy fejlődjenek.
Does that make sense?
De akkor nem lesz a gyerek.
Közösségben élünk és bizonyos szabályokat követünk. De amikor nem látnak minket, akkor nem követjük azokat a szabályokat, az azt jelenti, hogy valakinek nincs megvalósítása azokra a dolgokra, és hogy ezzel kapcsolatban látjuk, hogy gurukulások annyi tudást kapnak, és felnőttek egy bizonyos környezetben, és utána, amikor kikerülnek életben, hívőben úgy néz ki, hogy mindent felrúgnak, és nem követik azokat, amik éveken át tanultak, hogy ez azért van, mert tulajdonképpen nem kaptak erről megvalósítást, tehát nem valósítottak meg, amiket tanultak.
You mentioned in a class last week that when we live in a community, we act in a certain way. But if we don't act in that way when we're on our own, it means that we don't have a realization that that kind of activity is important. And we often see that gurukulis are trained in gurukul, and they learn a certain pattern of behavior for several years. And when they leave gurukul, many of them completely give up that kind of lifestyle. Does that mean that they get so much knowledge but they don't have the realization?
Yeah, so that's why you're teaching a lifestyle, not a set of rules.
Ezért fontos, hogy egy életstílust tanítsunk, nem pedig szabályokat.
So that means the teachers themselves have to, that has to be their lifestyle.
Ezért fontos, hogy magának a tanárnak az legyen az életstílusa, amit
tanít. That's what I mean. You can teach somebody a lifestyle that you yourself follow.
Egy olyan életstílust tudsz másnak megtanítani, amit te magad is követsz.
Does that make sense? That's why if the teachers are teaching because that's what they do, you'll get a result. If they're teaching simply because it gives them a house and a place to stay and some food, you won't get the result. Right? Because then they're not teachers. They're doing the teaching job, but they're not teachers. Teachers teach because it's a facility to teach, not that it gives them a place to stay and that kind of stuff.
A tanár azért tanít, mert szeret tanítani, nem azért, mert van hol laknia miatta.
You understand? In other words, yeah. It means you need a place to stay, but that can't be your motive why you've decided to be a teacher, because, you know what I'm saying? It means you could have been a teacher, you could have been a pujari, you could have been an accountant, you could have, you know, worked in the Tulsi garden.
De ne azért legyél tanár, mert ha tanár vagy, akkor van hol laknod, mert lehetél volna pujari, és lehetél volna a Tulsi kertben, és más dolgokat csinálhatnál.
Yeah, either this one came through first, or this one has a better apartment, or...
Ő jött előbb, neki jobb lakása van.
So that's not a teacher.
Ez nem egy tanár.
Teacher is, they need to teach.
Egy tanárnak szüksége kell az, hogy tanítson.
So either they're going to teach there in the school, or they're
going
to preach and teach, or they're going to do congregational development and teach.
Vagy a kongregációt fejleszti és tanít.
Does that make sense?
So in every way it's the responsibility of the teacher if the kids don't become devotees?
No, ultimately the kids themselves have to make that decision. But it's very important.
De nagyon fontos.
That's why the teachers are respected in Vedic society.
Ezért tisztelik a tanárt a védikus társadalomban.
Does that make sense?
Ez így érthető?
Means the teacher that, yeah, so that makes it, okay. So, yeah. But that's why in the Vedic culture so much emphasis is put on the Brahmins and why the Brahmins are so important to Krishna. Because they're the ones that actually teach and live the proper lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is basically supporting that. Because the Brahminical culture is the lifestyle of the Vedic culture. Right? It's not a different culture. Right? So the Kshatriyas create the protected environment in which that Brahminical culture can thrive.
A kshatriyák létrehozzák azt a védett környezetet, amiben a brahminikus kultúra virágozni tud.
Right? The Vaishyas will create the economics in which the Brahminical culture can develop.
Vaishyák megteremtik a gazdasági alapot a védikus kultúra, vagy a brahminikus kultúra virágzásához.
And the Shudras assist in all those various activities so that the culture then can be manifest.
A Shudrák pedig segítik ezeket a tevékenységeket, hogy a kultúra megnyilvánulhasson.
That makes sense.
Ez érthető.
Right. That's why the Brahmins are dear to Krishna.
Ezért kedvesek a Brahmanák Krishnának.
Right. And the cows, because they give milk,
és mivel a tehenek tejet adnak,
which develops the finer intelligence,
ami finomabb intelligenciát fejleszt,
that's why, and the Brahmins therefore drink it,
és azért a Brahmanák megisszák,
right, and are therefore able to appreciate and follow the Vedic culture,
és ezért tudják értékelni és követni a védikus kultúrát,
right, that's why the cows are important,
és azért fontosak a tehenek.
Right. That makes sense. Otherwise, Krishna could have made, you know, something else nice.
Yeah.
Every day, he and Krishna and Balaram go out to the forest of Vrindavan, herding, you know, their, how you say, herd of zebras, you know, or something. Or giraffes, maybe. Or very large frogs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So why cows? Because you know, they give milk. That's why they're important. Does that make sense? Something more? Or?
Children are trained as like preachers and full-time members of the community, and they don't go to Harvard or whatever other higher educational institutions of the materialistic society. And now they don't have the teachers, they don't have the setup yet, but the conception has moved into another realm where they're thinking that it will just be kind of a church school where they have the general education, the subject matters that are taught in karma schools and the Tathagata at the end, the Krishna conscious education. So is there any hope to have devotee kids coming out of such schools?
It means you can.
Lehet.
But they will be basically, you know, generally well situated in, you know, their material situation.
Általában ilyen szilárd.
You know what I'm saying? Because then you're basically developing congregation children. You understand? Not temple children, congregation children. That makes sense. So just like in your community, you have so many persons that are well situated in their, you know, family and economics and, you know, the society there, and at the same time do so much nice service. Right, so that's generally what you would get. But you might get, you know, those who are in the temple.
It
means, especially if it's just amongst themselves.
Főleg, hogy csak maguk között vannak.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, that you just have to be careful is that the government curriculum, as it is, may carry so many values that are not really important for devotees. Right? So that you have to watch out for. But it's not that of those kids that could do the other education, why not have that available also? Right? The Catholics, they run schools. Right? Your regular, you know, karmi schools. But they also run seminaries. Right? And they also have Jesuits. Right? So most of the people will be going to their regular, you know, school where they learn regular academics along with a little bit of, you know, theology and stuff. And then a smaller group goes to the seminary. Does that make sense? But it's not that you can't do both. Right? A lot of it will depend if it's a day school. Then will depend upon the parents. Because then they spend time with the parents, that's where they're going to pick up the values. Because if you only teach academics, you don't necessarily teach much values. Values are taught in life. Right. So sitting in a classroom learning English isn't necessarily life.
Right.
The teacher, if they know, if they're expert, can create life there. But it's not necessary to get an A in the subject.
De ez nem szükséges ahhoz, hogy valaki ötöst kapjon egy tantárból.
You know what I'm saying?
Értem.
So you'd have to have parents that that is their value also.
Tehát olyan szülőkre van szükség, akiknek szintén az az értékrendje.
See, is you go to the store.
Elmész egy üzletbe.
And you want to buy shoes.
Cipőt akarsz venni.
And when you go to the store, then there's one kind of shoe, one size, and that size fits you, right? Yeah? Yeah? Oh. Heavily conditioned by the communist era.
Kommunista korszak feltételekhez köt.
Have you been to a shoe store recently? After the communists left Hungary? So when you went in, they only had one variety of shoe? And it only came in one size? Or one color? Okay. So why is that? Right? The foot is basically a fairly standard appendage.
A láb az egy elég standard formátumú dolog.
Right? Most everybody has two of them, right?
Általában a legtöbb embernek kettő van belőle.
A right one and a left one.
Egy jobb és egy bal.
Right? And so the shape of the shoe is basically, you know, just has to kind of like include
you know, the, at least the sole of the foot and possibly the toes.
A cipő formájának olyannak kell lennie, hogy legalább a lábnak a talp részét elfedje, és lehetőség szerint még a lábujjakat.
Actually, let's rephrase that. The sole of the foot and something to connect the rest of the foot to that sole.
Vagy hogy fogalmazunk rá, legalább a talp, a talpat be kell, hogy fejtje, és össze tudja kapcsolni a talpat a láb többi részével.
Technical analysis, the shoe.
Ez most a cipő technikai analízise.
No? But there are so many varieties of shoes.
De annyiféle cipő van.
Why?
Miért? According to the needs or the desire.
Yes. So you will find probably more success in your education if you are working on a general principle. And then have a lot of variety of detail of application to match different kinds of needs.
És az elv alkalmazásához pedig nagyon sok változatosságnak engedtek teret, hogy az passzoljon a különböző szükségletekhez.
Right? So the difficulty, it's like all Hare Krishna fanatic kids or, you know, run-of-the-mill punk, you know, street, you know, crud.
Az az általános elképzelés, hogy vagy valaki egy fanatikus krisnás lesz az iskolában, vagy pedig egy lepukkant, tróger, semmire kellő, használhatatlan punk.
You understand? But why can't you have variety? Right? See, don't let your conditioning of how you went to school affect how you run your school.
Megengedjétek, hogy az a feltételekhez kötöttség, hogy megtapasztaltatok egyfajta iskolát, amiben ti jártatok, meghatározza azt, hogy hogyan vezetitek azt az iskolát, amit a gyerekeknek csináltok.
All the kids from one area of town.
Minden gyerek a városi bizonyos területéről.
Stuck in the same classroom.
Be van nyomva ugyanabba az osztályterembe.
With all kids of the same age.
Mindegykorú gyerekek.
Learning the same subject.
Ugyanazt a tárgyat tanulják.
At the same time.
Ugyanabban az időben.
Getting the same degree.
És ugyanazt az eredményt kapják. Ugyanazt a papírt.
Right? Do they run a university like that?
Így megy egy egyetem?
No. So then, you have to run your primary and secondary education as if you were running a university.
Így az általános iskolátokat és a középiskolátokat ugyanúgy kell működtetnetek, ahogy egy egyetemet működtetnétek.
How many devotees do you have in the bhakti?
Hány bhakta van a bhaktiban?
Two. You don't know. Okay, but are there more than are in the Gurukul? Okay. And what about students? Are there more than are in our gurukuls? Right? And now, if you check, you might even find that you have more people willing to be involved in the bhakti than bhakti actually has facility for.
És lehet, hogy úgy találod, hogy sokkal többen lennének lelkesek részt venni a bhaktiban, mint amennyire a bhaktinak lehetősége van.
No? So then, if we are really pragmatic, we might consider, maybe this is a good idea.
Gondolhatjuk azt, hogy lehet, hogy ez egy jó ötlet.
You understand?
Érted?
How many people want to be stuck in a classroom day after day with a bunch of five-year-olds?
Hányan szeretnek egy osztályba benyomva lenni egy kupac öt évessel?
Right? Does that make sense? So the point is, but if you're in a classroom where you have a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, 2 9-year-olds, an 11-year-old, a 15-year-old. Right? I have 5-year-olds, I only have to teach them ABC.
nekem vannak 5 éves fiam, és csak az ABC-t kell megtanítanom nekik.
And of course, keep them from killing each other.
És persze vigyázni, hogy leöljék meg egymást.
But if I have a variety of ages,
de hogyha sok különböző korú gyerek van,
then you have to teach the kids how to deal with their with those who are older than them, how to deal with those who are younger than them.
Akkor azt tanítod meg nekik, hogy hogyan bánjanak azokkal, akik idősebbek náluk, hogyan viszonyuljanak azokhoz, akik fiatalabbak náluk.
Which of these two scenarios is closer to real life?
A két felállás közül melyik áll közelebb a valódi élethez?
Okay. How many people like dealing with an illusion?
Hányan szeretnek, hát így az illúzióhoz viszonyulni?
Right? Check up. How many people want to deal with your gurukul? How many people want to deal with your bhakti?
Nézd meg, hogy hány ember akar kapcsolódni a gurukulához, hány ember a bhaktihoz.
That makes sense. So that's the point: is if you want to get somewhere, then you have to, how you say in modern terminology, think outside the box.
Ez a lényeg, hogyha valamire jutni akarsz, akkor kell tudod úgy gondolkozni, hogy a dobozon kívül legyen beragadva egy dobozba.
Right. Why would an adult be more interested in the bhakti also as far as subject matter goes?
Miért érdekli a bhakti jobban a felnőtteket még a tantárgyak szempontjából is?
Are you teaching kid education or adult education?
Gyerek témákat tanítasz, vagy felnőtt témákat?
What do you use in the material world?
Mit használsz az anyagi világban?
Okay. So the Vedic subject is how to teach adult education to kids.
A védikus közelítés az, hogy hogyan lehet felnőtt témákat tanítani gyerekeknek.
Understand? So our nursery rhymes, what you use to get ahead in the material world.
Ezek az óvodás mondókák, ezeknek mi haszna van abban, hogy előre menjünk az anyagi világban?
Right. Think about it. What do people teach the kids? Most of it you never use.
Hogy miket tanítanak a gyerekeknek? Azoknak a nagy részét soha nem használod.
Right? Who cares how many bushels of corn Brazil produces every year and in which state? Bushel means the basket.
Kit érdekel, hogy Brazíliában mennyi hány kosár kukoricát termelnek, melyik államban?
Right? You've gone out and gotten a job, right?
Elmentél, van egy munkád.
And when you come for the interview, do they ask you, how many bushels of corn do they grow in Brazil?
És amikor mész álláskeresni és interjút készítenek veled, akkor ezt kérdezik tőled, hogy hány kosár kukoricát termel Brazília?
Right? And which season did they grow it in?
És melyik évszakban termelik?
Did they ever ask you?
Megkérdezik ezt tőled?
So in the Vedic Gurukul, you only teach stuff that you'd actually use.
A védikus gurukulában csak olyan dolgokat tanítanak, amiket használsz is.
Does that make sense? Means if we trotted out our curriculum that we teach the kids,
hogyha elővennék ezt a tanmenetet, amit itt a gyerekeknek tanítunk,
you would probably find it interesting.
Akkor biztos, hogy ti is érdekesnek találnátok.
As an adult.
Felnőttként.
I guarantee we could take our primary education and use it in your bhakti.
Garantálom, hogy a mi általános iskolás oktatásunkat tudnátok használni a bhaktiban.
And everyone would be happy with it.
És mindenki örülne neki.
Does that make sense?
Ez érthető.
So that's the difference.
Ez a különbség.
So if you create something like that, then you'll find people want to be involved.
De ha valami ilyet hozol létre, akkor úgy fogod találni, hogy ez érdekelni fogja az embereket. Részt akarnak venni benne.
That makes sense. Okay, so we should probably end here.
Ez meg kellene.
Then we can continue tomorrow. If you want to discuss education and like that, we can just continue tomorrow. Or you had mentioned about dealing with the kids.
This was the same as
the kids. Oh, okay. Yeah. But tomorrow would need to be 9 to 11, because 11 I have another program.
De holnap akkor 9-től 11-ig lenne ugyanez.
8-kor lesz akkor reggeli.
És akkor 8-kor lesz reggeli.
9 in the, yeah, 7
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, just said breakfast will be at 8 then, which is probably
okay, fine. Okay. Okay, great.
Could have adjusted that.
Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. There's only one problem with these kind of practical questions. When we keep on the philosophy and theory, then we can very easily speak part of love because the philosophy is common. But when you ask detailed questions like that, I can't guarantee party line. Because I don't know what the party line is. You know? Does that make sense?
Again.
You know, because...